Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. Today we have an exciting topic, Let God Be Your Pilot. And before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come this afternoon just to say thank you. Thank you for being my pilot, dear Heavenly Father, in charge of my life, giving me direction, dear Heavenly Father, and not me myself trying to follow my direction, but let me follow your direction. That way I won't go wrong, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you for this broadcast this afternoon. Let it be able to bless someone's soul that will be able to hear it. This afternoon, in the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Our topic this afternoon is, let God be your pilot. You know, we must trust God. He will guide and protect us and give us his grace to make it through every hardship. God said, I am with you. I will help you. I will take good care of you. But God commands his love toward us, and that while we was yet sinners and Christ died for us, behold, he put no trust in his servant and his angels he charged with pilot. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shall be fed. Today, let God be your pilot. How many times have you left home? Are you on your way somewhere and you take one direction and God tell you to take another one? Do you let him be your pilot, or do you want him to get over in the other seat and you be the pilot and he be the co-pilot? Well, you know you should switch that around. You should let him be the pilot because he knows exactly where you need to go. You don't know where you're going. So you need to sit in the passenger seat and let God sit in the pilot seat. That way, where you going, you can get there safely. And as I was thinking about that, you know, so many times we want to take God out of the equation and put things in our equation the way we think. You know, God had handed over to your life. You say, do with it as you please, Lord. I trust that you have my best interest in mind. I trust that I will never be disappointed in the end. I trust that I will be surprised and at times shocked at your generosity and your amazing grace. That's when you let God be in charge of your life. Let him be the pilot. You know, we go around, we see a lot of bumper stickers on people's cars saying about God is my co-pilot. I don't know where they got that from. But when you think about experience tells me times I've made my God, my co-pilot, tends to also be the time when I've had the most turbulence in my life. You see, when you done took God out of the equation, you done put him over in the passenger seat or in the back as a passenger, instead of letting God be the pilot that's piloting your life, not just your car, but your life. You know, maybe things been all right, but usually when the turbulence start, what you do? You look up and realize, I'm on a flight. No way. I'm by myself. God is nowhere in the equation. So that means you need to let God be your pilot today. And you know, another option, you know, to consider would be letting God be your pilot. Don't ask God to play a role in your story, in your life. Accept the role that he has for you and take a seat. God have your life already mapped out. He already know what he needs to do, what he's going to do. You don't know. And that's why I play God chaser, you know, because we need to be playing chasing behind God, not God chasing. No, we should be chasing God. He is our pilot. We should have him at the forefront of our life. We should be the one that takes the back seat. You know, humility in doing so acknowledges the simple fact that without Jesus, there would be no choice. When you think about it, you know, God wants to have full control of our soul, our lives. We cannot do anything without God. We need God to be our pilot on our jobs, in our homes, in our ministry, whatever we are doing. We need God to be the head pilot. You can't do nothing without God. You can't operate the vehicle without God. You can't get up in the morning without God. That's your pilot. Let God be your pilot. You know, Jesus should be our pilot, not the second in command. A lot of you all out there want him to be the second, third, and fourth. But no, he should be the first one. When you wake up in the morning, that's your pilot right there that woke you up, that put breath in your body to start your day off. You know, number one of the Ten Commandments say, I am the Lord, your God, who rescued you from the land of Egypt. You mean he have rescued you, all of you that's listening in, whether it's this afternoon or tonight in the archive, God have rescued each one of you from something because you put God on the back burner. You thought you could do all this by yourself. You know you needed a new job. You got to go to God. Put God in front. You know you need a pay raise. Put God in front. You know your finances is shaky. It's not where they should be. Put God in front. He is the pilot of everything that needs to go on in your life today. You know, when you think about it, we strive to live our lives in a way that would end in victory and in eternity with Jesus our Lord. You know, when we start out, we know where we want to go, but we aren't sure how to get there. That means you need God as your pilot. You know the direction. You think you know the direction, but how many times have you had to stop? Don't worry about your GPS. It's not going to take you where you need to go. Without God, the main pilot, there wouldn't be no GPS to even try to direct you to where, and some of them don't direct you exactly where you need to go. But if you put your trust in God, let him guide you. Let him protect you. You will get to where you need to go safely. That's letting God be your pilot today. You know, in eternity with Jesus our Lord, when we start out, we know where we want to go, but we aren't sure how to get there. We need to forget our GPS and trust in Jesus. He knows how to get there. God has put the direction to heaven in his holy word. Open your Bibles today. Read it for a route that leads you directly to his house. You know, in Psalm 32 and 8, it says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. The word of God said, I will instruct you. That's your pilot. He letting you know he's going to instruct you everywhere you need to go, where you need, what you need to say. When you get there, that means let God be your pilot. And, you know, as you open your Bible, read it for a route that leads directly to his house. And, you know, he will counsel you and watch over you. And Jesus declared, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. Now, all of you that's listening today, scoot over and let Jesus do the driving. He know how to get home. He know exactly what route to take. You've been lost out there in the wilderness. What you have to do is just let God be your pilot. Say, God, I turn everything over to you because I can't do anything without you. I can't talk without you. I can't drive without you. I can't start on the journey that you're taking me without you. I'm nothing. Where would I be today? God, be my pilot. Not my co-pilot, Lord, but I want you to be my pilot. I let me be the servant and the co-pilot, but you be the pilot of this vehicle. You be the pilot of my life. You know, and words is certainly more accurate than any GPS when you give it to God. It's, you know, when you just think about as you read the word of God, he directs you to different chapters in the word of God. He shows you where he wants you to go, what you want to do, and what you can't do without him. You know, that means trusting in him. You know, trusting God means recognize that he is worthy of your trust and his praise. You know, trusting God, when you let God be your pilot, that means you trusting God. That means obeying his commandment, even when you don't fully understand why. You know, trusting God also, being your pilot means obeying him will bring you joy when you let God be your pilot. That means letting God depend on Jesus Christ alone for salvation. You know, when you trust God being your pilot for salvation, meaning to cease to trust in your own efforts. You can't trust in yourself. You have to trust in God. You know, God requires faith and produces joy when you put your trust in him. Just think about it. Trust in God. Let him be your pilot today. You know, all who trust in him and whose thoughts are fixed on him. That means you got to let God be your pilot today, no matter what situation you find yourself in this afternoon. It's not what God had intended for you, but you wanted to take the horns by the rim and run off with it, not considering God, but take a step back. Say, God, forgive me today. Let me put my trust totally in you. I ask you, God, to guide me and protect me. Be my pilot today on every way I need to go, every decision I need to make. God, you be my pilot. I can't be nothing without you. And, you know, when the storms, clouds form in your life, you can often lose perspective, become unsure what direction to turn. And you say, well, which direction do I go? They're letting you know you're not letting God be your pilot, because if you were to let God be your pilot before you started out on that journey, he was going to direct you everywhere you need to go, who you needed to talk to, who you needed to see, and what time. But you got to let God be your pilot today. You know, situations emerge that you have never faced before and for which you have no experience to handle. How many situations you have run in today thinking you was in control of something and realized you wasn't in control of a thing? Not even your thoughts. Let God be your pilot today and control your every thoughts today. During such time, you may be tempted to trust in your own instinct and wing it. Yet, if you do this, you are flying blind. How many of you all are doing that right now today that may be listening to this broadcast this afternoon or tonight? You attempted to trust in your own instinct, but did God give you that instinct, or are you just picking it up from what somebody else said or what somebody else did? Are you doing what God says to do? Let him be your pilot today. No matter what hardship you're going through, no matter if you're going through a financial crunch, let God be your pilot. No matter if you're having problems on your job, let God be your pilot. If you're having chaos in your ministry or the ministry that you may be in, let God be your pilot today, because he will steer you in the right direction. He will lead you exactly where you need to go. Let God be your pilot today in every situation. Yet if you do this, you won't be flying blindly if you let God take control of the steering wheel. Take control of your mind. Take control of your family. Let God be your pilot today. No matter what situation you're going through, God will intervene and be the pilot that you have asked him to be. Why leave home all turmoil, don't know which way you're going, even for a gas station? Let God be your co-pilot. Where you thought was a gas station, it's been towed down. Say, God, you direct this vehicle. You my pilot. You take me where I need to go. I need to go across town, back of town, around town. You be my pilot today, because I don't know where I'm going without you, Lord. I must trust God, for he will guide and protect us and give us his grace to make it through every hardship, each and every day of our life. Don't ignore the feelings and the things that God is showing you. He's showing you these things for your good. He is bringing everything up to you. That way you won't know. You won't be left out on a limb like Clem. But if you put your trust in God and let him be your pilot today, you will not be out there on a limb like Clem. For your God, you can, you know, for you all, your hopes, God, you are my trust from my youth. That means you trust in God with everything. From your birth, you're not giving up. You know God is the head of your life. You know he will see you through every situation that you're going through. You will not give up. You will not throw in the towel. But you're going to give God all the praise. You're going to give him all the glory. You know, in the same way that the pilot trusts his instrument, just like you on a plane. That pilot is trusting them instruments, true enough. But he asking God, if I'm pretty sure up there and taking you up and down, I know God has got to be in his life. I know he's saying, that pilot saying, God, you be my pilot today. You pilot this airplane because you got to guide me through the storm, through the rain. I need to trust the Lord to help me through times of uncertainty in my life. And when you think about it, when you up in a plane, I use that as a good example. All you do is get on the plane, take a seat, buckle up, listen to what the airline steward is saying. You think of no more up, you being in that plane on that seat, all them thousands and thousands of miles up. That pilot got to know without a shadow of a doubt where he's going. God's got to direct that plane to go up and come down. Look how many things that could happen between that plane, between the time it leaves the runway all the way up to the time it's come down on the next runway. You know God has got to be your pilot. My. You know we need God today to be our pilot. We don't need no ifs, and buts. We need God to guide us through every situation, to be our pilot today, to take us, to lead us. We need to break up every chain that is not of God. Break it off. And today we're going to play one more song before we go.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say. I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. much to bring. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And that's what we need. We need to be taken to the King. Let him be our pilot. And ending up this show today, only God knows exactly where you are, where you need to go, and what route you need to take to get there. However, he can't guide you if you are stubborn, insisting on following your own guardian system. You have to let go of the control and completely trust in God. Let God be your pilot today. He's there standing with open arms. When you trust God, he will guide you through the storm, bring you through safety, and bless you with his grace in the process. He will build your faith and strengthen you so that you can handle the next storm that is just over the horizon. So today, everyone that's listening to this broadcast this afternoon, let God be your pilot. Stop trying to be the pilot and the co-pilot. You be the co-pilot and let God be your pilot, because he knows exactly what you need, where you need to go, what you need to do. When you get there, direct your step without a shadow of a doubt. And when he directs you, you will not be lost. You will get to your destination safely, because he is the pilot. So today, everyone that's listening to this broadcast, let God be your pilot and not the co-pilot. A lot of you all want to put him in the passenger seat and y'all take over the driving seat. But when it breaks down, what do you need to do? You got to switch it. You got to move to the passenger seat and let God take over the control of being the pilot. So today, let God be your pilot in your life. You must trust God, for no matter what, he will guide and protect you today. God says, I am with you. I will help you. I will take good care of you. So when he is in the pilot seat, he will take care of you no matter what. So let God be your pilot today. Hope to hear from you all next week with another exciting program. And until next week, have a blessed and a prosperous week. Bye-bye from Joy and Peace, Overseer Sadie Elliott. Have a wonderful week. Let God be your pilot.